Welcome to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner, where we're committed to helping you think like an entrepreneur and gain an exponential advantage. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. And now, get ready for the eMind.
Folks, I have an amazing guy here. I met him in class the other day, Matthew Black. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So I guest taught in Professor Gilbert's class. It's called, I think, Intro to Broadcasting or something like that. Journalism people are in there too. But you were in there and I saw you as a bright, shining star. And we talked afterwards and I was amazed, even at your young age, how you've really had a ton of experience in video and photography. So you ready to take a deep dive and learn more about this?
Oh, yeah.
So I call this episode, you know, the entrepreneur who uses images. So first of all, here's what I think everybody is going to get from this podcast. Number one, they're going to be inspired. But number two, they're going to learn how to leverage photography and videography and sound and images in their business and brand. I think there's a lot of businesses and brands that are going to be watching this that don't know how to leverage these things. And I've been leveraging them for 20 years because I saw right away, you know, I'm a visual guy and you need a good brand to represent your business. Where do you think, put it this way, why do you think some businesses fail to use photography and videography?
I think because they don't see the use in it and that they think they can just allocate resources elsewhere, where instead if they push social media and push all these platforms that people are trying to look like, okay, here's this company, I want to see what they're doing. So people instantly now are jumping the social media and no longer jumping the websites. So I think that's kind of like things are shifting from like, okay, if I want to go visit out of some business, I'm going to instantly jump to their social media page and see what's on there and not go to like Google or Yelp or stuff like that. I'm instantly going to Instagram, going to Facebook, I'm going to Twitter and LinkedIn to see what they're about on social media. And if they don't have a good social media presence, it's kind of like, can you really trust what they're doing and how today's digital world is?
I am so with you because the old days were, hey, you know, I'll meet this person first and then see if I like them.
Yeah.
People literally meet you online before they even say this person's worth my time. So,
exactly.
Right. So I think that, you know, the old adage, people do business with people they know, like, and trust. And if you aren't using videography or photography, they can't know, like, and trust. So when did you start getting into this, first of all?
Oh, man. So it's a bunch of different dates, but I would argue 2018 is when I first started getting into it. I had the opportunity to work camp crew at a summer camp called Word of Life. I was on their audio tech team, and that's kind of when I first started getting into just the production and technical things like that. And then in 2020, when my family moved down from upstate New York to Tampa, Florida, I really dove into media, got involved on the Word of Life's media team. And I just, from there, it ignited my soul. it's just, I started out in photography and I slowly shifted over to video, and I just found my love within videography and just using my skills for God's glory.
I love this that you are young. How old are you?
I'm 19.
You're 19 and you have 8 different experiences. Dude, that's part of the reason why we're chatting, because I thought, man, this guy's on fire. And, you know, I know I got kids that are almost your age and every kid's different. You know, some kids don't want to jump into the professional world right away.
Yeah.
But you're somebody who has 8 different experiences at the age of 19. Do you think that you kept leveling up? Do you think that people, do you remember a time where an adult trusted you for the first time? I mean, I know that you're still growing. In fact, I just met with one of your professors yesterday. He came in, Professor Gilbert. and he's taking you to different sport events, but kind of talk about how adults have mentored you and where do you see this going?
Yeah. So, I mean, I just bring it back to my parents. I mean, they've kind of pushed me along, kind of helped build me connections with people. They've kind of showed me like, okay, you can do this and do this and do this. And then I've had a good friend of mine. His name is Dylan Franklin. He is the media marketing coordinator for Word of Life. And he took me under his wing in 2020 when I was just this 16-year-old kid who just kind of wanted to figure out what cameras were. And he taught me. I mean, he trained me, and we've been working together ever since. But I think the big moment where I gained trust from a lot of adults was when I got to work Word of Life's President Summit, which is a huge donor event. It was on the other coast. Dylan, the guy I was talking about, he couldn't make it. And so Word of Life was like, okay, do you have someone who could come to this event for the couple of days it is and cover all the content, act professionally, dress nice, be able to interact with donors and board members and people like that in a professional manner? And he was like, I have someone for you. And so they sent me for that. Yeah, it was super fun. I learned a lot, and it was just a great experience. I think that's kind of when it started clicking. I was like, okay, I can kind of do this professionally. I can promote myself in a professional manner and act appropriately. And I think another moment was, I think it was a couple months before that, there was a event Word of Life puts off. It's called Reverb. And it's a overnight event. So Friday night to Saturday morning, it is a huge ministry event where basically for this one, it was in Orlando. And so I don't know if you're familiar with the Orlando Magic basketball team.
I actually watched a game there once. Yeah.
Awesome. So it's on the stadium. It's at the stadium. So the Magic plays. Wow. And then after the game ends, Word of Life Reverb event starts. So they had all the Word of Life people and volunteers and staff for camp go on the court and then have a big event for, I think we had 1,500 kids there. And so they all just sit in the front row of the stadium. And then, I mean, it's a whole event with games and everything else and a big gospel presentation. I think like 200 or 300 kids got saved. I don't quite remember the exact number. But I was the point man for video. So I was running around the court with the camera and just capturing the content, getting the kids involved. And I then made a recap videos for it. So it's just doing all these things for Word of Life as a big organization that they are, just at the age I was, just kind of really showed me like they're giving young people chances, and it's paid off.
Wow. So it sounds to me like you almost like a David story, where David, it has to face Goliath, and they're like, psh, you're young, what can you do? And he's like, hey, I fought a lion, I fought a bear. You almost kind of took me lesser roles that maybe weren't in the spotlight, but when you did, it gained confidence and competence. Do you feel like that's kind of the story?
I would say so. I started out, we're just doing camp videos during the summer as a camp crewer. So I was a high school volunteer, and then I had some people over me. Okay. And so I just started out doing that, and then I just gained expertise in that skill set. And then that following school year, I was a Word of Life Bible Institute student last year, and I had the amazing opportunity to be the RA over the other students in media. And so I got to use my skills from the past summer and help train other students my age and help lead them through different projects and stuff like that. And then halfway through that year this past summer, I was the video supervisor. So I went from the previous summer being a camp crewer to the next summer having camp crewers underneath me. And so it's just that gradual growth. That's just like, it's shown me like, you know, God's just telling me like, this is the path I want you on. And I just want you to keep going.
I almost see that there's a thing that adults need to hear with this. That is, they need to trust young people. Obviously, they don't throw them in over their head too much, but I gotta believe that you felt a little over your head when they give you these new assignments, because anybody would feel a little bit nervous. Is this true?
Oh, definitely, definitely. But you just kind of have to go into any situation knowing, like, even though this might be nerve wracking, I have the skills. I know what I kind of know what I'm doing. You just kind of just figure it out at some times. I mean, you gotta wing it. And sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't.
Well, to me, that's what this whole podcast is about. It's how to think like an entrepreneur. And that's very entrepreneurial to do that, to say, I'm going to jump in and I don't have guaranteed of success. Mm. You see what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah,
you didn't know. I mean, when you start videoing, and I know you're in PSG, why don't you tell us what PSG is?
Yeah, so PSG is the production services group at Cedarville here. So I help there. I run camera for Chapel, and nice. It's super fun. It's been a great experience. But I only got that position because of my experience running, bringing on the production team at my previous church in Florida. And so, real quick, I'll jump into how I got into that story.
Go for it.
My parents were sitting at a donor event because both my parents work for Word of Life, and so my mom was a capital campaign manager, so she's in charge of all these big events.
Okay.
But she was sitting at a table, and it just so happened that the pastor of Idlewild, which is a 15,000 member mega church in Tampa, was sitting at the table, and so she was like, "Hey, my son enjoys video. He does all these things." He was like, "Really? Well, we're looking for someone to help us out on our production team. We've lost a couple people just from COVID and everything else, and just things happening." This was in 2021. And he was like, I'm going to send you contact and just get him jumped on the team. And then I think 2 weeks later, I was already helping him out, working, just running camera for this huge church. And I just began, you know, just learning from there and working my way all the way up to camera one. And I worked on camera one for, I think, a past year and a half. So I've got to, you know, work large events at Idlewild, big productions, church services. I mean, it was incredible. But through just that opportunity, I was able to get the job with PSG at Cedarville.
So good. You also have this talent for photography. So,
oh yeah,
you know, I have somebody right now going through my website on purpose, giving it a rebrand.
Mm.
Because I know that I have to do really good work, but I have one page on my website, ignitingsouls.com/reviews. It sells everybody, because what that page does is it shows the authors who've worked with us who have success. So it kind of shows a testimonial, and then it shows a case study with photographs.
Okay.
So I'll tell you that photography and videography is absolutely helping us tell the story. And then people feel like if Cary and his company, Igniting Souls, did that for these authors, I don't have to take a gamble. They're going to be able to do things for me. So do you feel like other businesses would benefit from storytelling with images?
Oh, of course. I mean, I think especially with some companies just going above and beyond to offer different services kind of will promote themselves and get people like, this company actually cares about me. They care what I'm doing. They care about who I am. They just don't want me for just my money or something like that. Like they want to invest into me. So I think doing things like that kind of shows like a company's initiative to dive into people and actually help them and care about them and stuff like that. So I think that's something that, I mean, what you're telling me is something that's super different with how you're using photography and media. And it seems super beneficial for the people who are involved with that.
That's great. So why did you choose Cedarville? You were at Word of Life.
Mm-hmm.
Did Word of Life just cap out? Did you feel like I need something more? What happened?
Yeah, so Word of Life Bible Institute is a 1 or 2 year program. So I just did the 1 year program, and then I had some people within Word of Life tell me, like, "Hey, there's this amazing school called Cedarville. You should really look into it. They have great programs." And I looked into it. I instantly fell in love. And so that's just kind of happened like that. Just people, connections of mine, and me just trusting what people say. And
that's great.
It's just, yeah.
You toured it?
I did. I toured in September. It was, I mean, not September, over spring break. It was freezing cold, coming from Tampa, and it was like 40 degrees here. But I was like, no, it'll be fun. It'll be worth it. And so far, it's been a couple weeks, and it's been a blast. Everything I've expected, it was blown out of the waters. I mean, this is an amazing place.
So I'll ask you this, and by the way, I might capture a little video here on Instagram because I'm always
Yeah,
doing video, you know.
that's important.
In fact, I'm going to go live here on Instagram. And by the way, folks, like you got to do this. So I teach entrepreneurship and I teach marketing. And one of the things you need to do is you need to leverage storytelling wherever you go. I don't know if you see my if you see my Instagram, Matthew, but I'm posting all the time.
Like, I think you're posting like what, once a day, a couple
Oh,
times a week, something like that.
way more than that.
Yeah, I mean it's crazy.
Stories I'm posting all day long. But let's talk about that because some people might be like, Carrie, that is a waste of time. You know, it can be addictive. True. But why do you think a professor of entrepreneurship and marketing is posting on social media and telling stories? What about that? What do you think?
I mean, I it's just you're showing your students like this is what you have to do to essentially make it. I mean, if you're an entrepreneur, you have to show that you have the initiative to push and promote your company. The only real way to promote things now is through, I mean, the easiest way is through social media. I mean, on your phone, social media, it's free. You don't have to pay for Instagram. You don't have to pay to have an account. You can post, you can make stories, you can go live, and you don't have to pay for any of it. And that's, I mean, so many companies pay thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars for advertisements when you can just advertise yourself for free on social media. So
And
I think that's something that's just crazy.
I would say that if you hire a marketing team who doesn't understand your brand, they'll do an inferior job versus you, the founder or somebody trusted on your team telling the story. Don't you agree? I mean, like there's all kinds of corporate entities who are hired and they just I mean, we could get into the whole Bud Light thing, but they didn't understand the brand. I mean, forget the whole politics involved. When you don't understand the brand and you start representing the social media of a brand, you can kill a company.
Oh, exactly. I mean, working on media, I mean, this is what I've been told, and I experienced it firsthand, is as working on a social media team, you are the voice of that brand. So if you're working for someone like, I go back to Word of Life, if I say something on social media on their account that doesn't reflect them, that first of all ruins me, but also destroys the company. It might not be exactly their views, but because I said it on social media, I mean, that's just it's the same thing with Bud Light. I mean, you have to have, I think with especially having a media team, you have to have a team that understands the company's purpose and the company's vision. Because I mean, at Word of Life, I'm pretty sure all of the people on media on the staff there are previous students. So they already have a heart for the ministry. They already love Word of Life. They already understand what Word of Life is about. But I think if you brought in, 20 people from the outside just to run the social media page, it would flip in a day. It wouldn't be Word of Life.
Wow.
And I think the same thing with Cedarville. Like the people here who are working on staff at Cedarville are either prior Cedarville students or have a just heart for the for college Christian ministry, and they understand how you have to use social media.
I love that. I'm quoting you right now. Your marketing team must know your brand, mission, and vision. Matthew Black. Boom. Let's talk about this. Are you excited about entrepreneurship at Cedarville? Even if that's not your minor, you know, maybe you've seen or heard about the pitch, or maybe you're starting to see CU, Cedarville University Entrepreneurship. I know you're new, I'm new too, but A, should Christians be in entrepreneurs? B, are you excited about what's happening at Cedarville regarding entrepreneurship?
Yeah, I mean, I recently just attended the pitch event. If you guys
What'd you
online
think?
haven't seen it, go watch it. It was above and beyond what I was even expecting. Some of these students who they said, I've only been working on this for a couple of weeks, had this whole plan of a business idea. I'm like, this is incredible. Like just within 5 weeks of work, some of these kids are more advanced than a lot of companies take in 5 years. It was incredible. That really showed me just the power of hard work and dedication. But going back to your first question, should Christians be entrepreneurs? And I 100% I believe so. I think so often. I mean, as I've been learning in some of my classes that, especially within media, Christians and believers kind of take a step back and kind of don't want to follow the next latest technology and trends and that and because I mean I think as believers we should try to be the first to get out there in technology so we get the gospel, the message out there first before all these other just trash ideas can hit these markets first. So for I mean if like within radio, I mean with Christian radio and stuff like that. I mean, it's starting to boom, but it's just, if you, for example, if you look at movies, right? What percentage of secular movies are there? Quality secular movies are there compared to quality Christian movies? I mean, I can think of a couple companies that produce quality Christian movies, such as American Underdog and Jesus Revolution, and those are quality. But I think we need more of that. We need more of just all that. And a broad entrepreneur just business stage to push. I mean, if our vision as believers is to advance the gospel, we should be trying to do that by any means necessary. Even if that means going to social media, even if that means jumping on the new technology and seeing, I mean, if it works, it works. And that's great. And if it doesn't, I mean, we took a chance.
That's awesome, man. I'm with you. I think that believers, Genesis 1, I mean, we are supposed to be out there, as co-creators, having dominion and expanding God's kingdom. So I am so with you. What would you tell someone who's like, I don't need college. I'm just going to go straight into videography. I'm just going to start learning the trade. Do you see some advantage from maybe being mentored by Professor Gilbert or serving in PSG where every single day there's 5,000 people? Audience that you're doing chapel. I mean, is there some validity to formal degrees? What do you think?
Yeah, I totally think so. I just think it also depends on the opportunities you have, because I know some really successful people who didn't go to college and just started just marketing their own selves and being a photographer and kind of building a brand around themselves. And so I think it can work both ways, but I do believe that with having a college degree behind your name, it helps give you more credibility. To where if you're just say, I mean, if an employer or someone's like that is looking at someone, they have, they've been working within media for 5 years, but they're also looking at someone else who's been working within media for 5 years. But they both have the same skill set, they both have done the same exact thing, but one person has a degree behind their name, they're gonna go for that person just because they just have experience working with, I'm going to college and even doing classes like Gen Ed. It just shows that like you took the initiative just to continue learning, continuing your education. And I think, I mean, with coming to Cedarville, I've been given opportunities I never would have had anywhere else.
So
And it's
good.
just, if I just decided to jump into the workforce, I don't think I'd be doing some things I've already been able to do.
We wouldn't be on this podcast.
Exactly.
What would you tell? I know we're going to wrap up here in a second, but what would you want to tell anybody? Like, do you have are you out there with a business, or are you kind of in a mode right now where you're still learning? Or if somebody, let's talk about this. This was a cool story. Professor Gilbert brought you to a baseball game. I heard this story. You're sitting there learning, but you're snapping a few photos. And I might bring up your Instagram here in a second, but you're snapping a few photos and you're tagging some baseball players, and all of a sudden you have them leaning in for potential business. I think that's so smart. And that's an actually strategy that I teach where I say, you know, work for free, not for free forever. But you know what I call this? I call this the Jimmy Dean sausage strategy. Have you ever heard me teach this?
No.
Okay. So here's what I mean by that. You ever go to Costco or Sam's Club and you're not even hungry or any store, but they give you what?
They give you samples.
Give you a sample. So they give you a sample, and all of a sudden that kind lady, kind gentleman, you're sitting there and you're like, oh my gosh, this thing's great. And then they say, hey, there's a coupon. And if you buy two Jimmy Dean sausage packs, you get one free. And now all of a sudden you're walking away with three Jimmy Dean packs.
Or more.
And you didn't even plan on buying. That's kind of what you did with your strategy. And maybe you didn't even know you were doing that, but you take these great, great photographs, and the people started, you know, tagging and realizing this is some solid stuff, man. You did this?
I did. And that, I mean, I just took a couple of video clips while I was there doing, because I was there working with Professor Gilbert to capture photos for Dayton newspaper. And so while I was there, I was like, I'll just capture a couple video clips and see what I can make out of it. And then you can see some of the photos. Let's see. If you go to my photography account, that's where all the photos are. It's in my bio. But this, I was
check
up one photography. There we go. You could also click the portfolio and see a bunch of them, but the photography is where all the good ones are. But yeah, I mean,
I saw this one the other day, and I'm like, dang, man, like you caught her, and you know, some, like, again, these are pretty slick, man. But keep going. What were you saying?
Yeah, so I mean, I was just brought on by Professor Gilbert to just capture photos for the game, and so I just captured. I mean, he just needed one shot. He needed the shot for the magazine cover, and that's all he needed. But I shot. I mean, of course, you have to take hundreds of photos, but I think it took 3,000 that day. I edited them all down, and then I sent them to all the players. Players reposted them on their own page, and so I just took the upper initiative to just go ahead and be like, you know what, I'm gonna take extra time to try to promote myself and provide a service to these players. And I made sure to capture, because one thing I really harp on is capturing people's faces and expressions. So like for example, for those baseball photos, you see their facial expressions. It's kind of like a portrait photo in a way. Mm-hmm. It's not just a normal action photo. It's capturing the person. It's capturing the person themselves. So if they were to put, if they could post it on their own social media as just them and not just a cool action shot. So right, I love capturing the personality, and I think going about it that way and just being able to reach out to the people, give other people your content, and doing things for free. Don't always say no. I need to be charged. I need to make money. If you do things for free, the other opportunities to be able to make an income will come to you.
All right, man. You know me. I'm a entrepreneurship professor. Can I give you one tip?
Of course.
You might disagree with me. I would suggest that you consider, and you might already have this, but I would suggest that you consider having a small logo and putting that as a watermark in your photographs. Now, they might clip it out, but right now, not that you're like blowing up your brand and saying, you know, hey, it's a watermark across the whole top or something.
Yeah.
But why would it be smart for you to have a small little logo with a watermark? Why would that be smart?
I mean, if someone decides to use a photo and my watermark's there, like, hey, who's this person that, you know, took the photo? Or it just kind of like wearing this Cedarville sweatshirt. It's the logo, it's the brand, and people want to know what it's about.
There you go, man. Is that a good tip?
It's an amazing tip. I'm actually in the works of working on a logo right now. So
good. Well, and I love your bio. Your bio is great, and you lead people back to your YouTube.
Mm.
Correct?
I mean that's in a way. It's all kind of just
Right.
My photography is back to my YouTube, and then on my main account, it's back to my big portfolio where it has all my YouTube, all my, it just has all my video projects I've worked on, all my photo things. So, I mean, I would suggest going to the website where it has hyperlinks to all the YouTube videos.
Gotcha.
I haven't, I do got to make some adjustments on the other, on my other bio to make them the same.
That's
but yeah,
killer.
There's me. There's my drone.
I
love drones. I've been diving into that recently.
Killer shot. So talk to me about this here and then we'll close. I click on this. Watch this. I click on this. Do you see where that goes? Watch this. I'm going to show you where it goes here. And don't you worry, man. Don't you worry. So this is where it's going now. So you fix that for me later.
Oh, yep. Yeah, I changed it a couple of days ago, and I just got to fix it.
It's all good, man. Yep. What I like about you is you're teachable. I'm always learning every single day, so I'm learning every day. Every day, every day, I'm like, wow, man, I could tweak that, I could improve that, I could. And why do you think that's? Why do you think that's almost a biblical thing that we should be constantly improving? What do you think that's biblical?
Of course. I mean, I think just constantly improving, constantly being able to take advice from other people is just the biblical way of doing things, instead of just being like, I know better. Or being like, I don't have to change. I'm already good at what I do, but constantly just being like, no, I can do this better. I can take your advice. Even if it's from just a random professor being like, hey, you should do this. And even if they're not even within my kind of major or what I'm doing, I respect you. I respect your knowledge. I respect your wisdom. I'm gonna dive in and do what you suggest.
Hey, just the other day, I asked my class. I passed out a note card. I got this from a guy named Quentin. He's a professor. He doesn't go to Cedarville, but he wrote a book called Servant Teaching. Servant Teaching, and I read it. And in the book, he said, "Hey, I pass out several times in the semester a note card, and it says, what do you like about the course? What could I do better?
Okay.
What could you do better? And what do you not like about the course?" So he passes that out. And I just did that the other day, and I got a consistent feedback in one area. And so what did I do? I listened. And then the very next class, I made the adjustment. And so I agree what you're saying, Matthew. Like, if we ever think that we can improve, you know, then we're prideful. We've arrived. But I'm so proud of you. And it sounds like on Instagram, we can find you at Matt Black_photography.
Yep.
Or your personal, which is Matthew_Black04. Correct.
Yeah, and my personal is more so it's just my main business account. It has all my video content on there. So weddings I've shot, other events. So my personal account is my main business account, and then my photography account is solely just for photography.
So good. So good.
And then I already changed the bio, so it's all fixed.
look at you, man. See, that's why I like you, because you take action about as fast as I do. So I'm going to click on that right now here. Hang on. So your new one has your YouTube.
It should have hyperlinks to everything.
That's so cool.
But it's a website, so it has a bunch of photography albums to it, and then hyperlinks to video. And so there's good. And then there you can see, I mean, probably 100 photos per album.
Yeah, that's so good, man.
And well, then video is the next tab up top in the top
next,
corner.
Next tab. Yeah. Okay. So good. Well, listen. You keep hanging out. We have something new launching at Cedarville called Q School. Q School is me. I came up with that idea. I'll do an episode on it here in the near future. But I came up with that idea literally after teaching your class.
Wow.
And what it is it's free. And it's 4 Fridays coming up where I'm going to basically teach you how to form your LLC, your limited liability company.
Ooh.
Identify your avatar, come up with your manifesto, get your first, it could be even your photos on Amazon. So now you walk away as a business owner, a published author, You've written your manifesto and you know your customer avatar.
Wow.
In 4 weeks, it's called Q School, C-U-E. And so literally after I taught your class, I said, I got to create something because these people are at such a high level that they're ready to go. You guys don't want theory. You're ready to go. So Matthew, thank you. This was amazing. And it looks like all your links, you know, are mentioned, and we're going to see a lot more about you, man. I know.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you for just taking the initiative to just learn more about me and just teach other students and just share your knowledge.
Take care, my friend.
All right.
Thank you for listening to the eMind podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner. We look forward to hearing from you and how you're applying the eMind. Please share your story by submitting a review on your platform of choice. We read every single one. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. Visit ignitingsouls.com/eMind and cedarville.edu for more help in your entrepreneurial journey.